Welcome to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Together, we're going on a journey through the world of video game music, which has grown from the beeps and boops of chiptunes in the 80s to the fully orchestrated cinematic soundtracks of today. Get ready to play. Let's press A.
I'm Connor Henriksen.
I'm Anjali Dodia.
I'm Devin Gay, and today we're exploring the game music portfolio of Lena Raine.
If you're a regular Press A listener, you've heard us share some of her music for Celeste. That's probably what she's best known for.
But Raine has also worked on music for Minecraft, Deltarune, and a whole host of other games, often collaborating with other well-known composers in the field.
She describes her own music, which tends to lean heavily on but isn't limited to electronic soundscapes, as evocative, personal, and weird.
Weird? Well, that remains to be seen. Here's First Steps from Celeste.
First Steps from Celeste, music by the focus of today's episode, Lena Raine.
Raine was born on February 29th.
Whoa, a leap year, baby.
Yep. February 29th, 1984, in Seattle. Her father is a violinist and composer, so she had an early foundation in music. But she really was drawn to video game music through the Sonic the Hedgehog community and learning how to make her own MIDI arrangements.
Being from Seattle, Rain was in the best place possible to get into the video game industry. She worked at various small studios in Seattle and Bellevue before being hired by ArianeT.
There, she contributed to the design and soundtracks for the fantasy role-playing game Guild Wars 2 under the name Lena Chapelle.
For the game's 2015 expansion, Heart of Thorns, Rain was brought in to work alongside the game's original composer, McLean Deemer.
And you could hear some similarity to the music of Celeste in this score. Rain definitely has her own style.
Thank you.
composed by Lena Raine for Guild Wars 2 Heart of Thorns and recorded live by the German production company Dynamedian. That was Arik Wins and Tahrir the Forgotten City. And these pieces have a lot of musical ambience that's a hallmark of Raine's style. She's great at adapting to fit a game's atmosphere.
Raine officially left ArianeT in 2016, and the next project that would fall into her lap would be a game changer, putting her on the path to be one of the great indie game composers. That game is Celeste.
Okay, but before we get to Celeste, I want to dive into Raine's music for the creepy alternate dimension inside Minecraft, the Nether.
And climb up the stony peaks of the jungles and savannas of the 2021 Caves and Cliffs update. Here's Stand Tall, Infinite Amethyst, and from the 2020 Nether update, Pigstep. Thank you.
That's Pig Step from the Minecraft Nether update, and before that, Stand Tall and Infinite Amethyst from the Caves and Cliffs update, all music composed by Lena Rain.
This is Press A to Play, our exploration of video game music, and today we're highlighting the music of Seattle-born, Vancouver-based composer Lena Rain. I'm Anjali.
I'm Connor.
I'm Devin. Is it time for Celeste?
It's time!
Yeah!
We've talked about Celeste before on this show. The gameplay and story are amazing and meaningful. The soundtrack is mostly electronic instruments, but it's energetic and motivating. Perfect for a game where you're scaling an seemingly insurmountable mountain.
Insurmountable mountain? Is that what you're going with?
I mean, it's kind of true, right?
I thought it was unsurmountable.
I think both are correct.
Anyway, Rain was actually brought onto the project through a friend of a friend. After leaving Arianet, she started releasing original music, and a friend in the industry passed her single to one Maddie Thorson, who was developing Celeste at the time. Thorson liked it immediately and reached out to Rain.
See? It's all about networking.
The game industry may be huge, but it's also a small world out there.
The pulsing electronica of this soundtrack has become a hallmark of Rain's music, and she's gone on record saying that her favorite track from Celeste is one of the most intense.
It's a really personal one, too, based on her own experience, and I'd say it fits the sentiment exactly. This is anxiety.
Oh,
I had to give us a musical moment to decompress after that first track, Anxiety and Exhale from the Celeste soundtrack by Lena Raine.
Raine was also brought on by Maddie Makes Games to create the soundtrack for the 2019 update Celeste Farewell. And while the original game is all about self-identity and self-discovery, the update touches more on elements of loss and grief.
Both the game and the soundtrack lean into the healing part of grief. Here's The Joy of Remembrance. The Joy of Remembrance from Celeste Farewell.
Now, Celeste wouldn't be the last time Maddie and Lena would work together, not by a long shot, although their most recent project feels bittersweet to talk about now. In 2021, Extremely OK Games started work on a new game, Earthblade, for which Raine would write the soundtrack.
Sadly, after several years of development, the game was canceled. But fortunately for us, some of the music was still completed, and Lena was allowed to take what she had finished and put together an album.
Verdant Mysteries and Accept Your Fate, both by Lena Raine for the never-released game Earthblade.
This music is a lot more delicate than many of Raine's compositions. Soft piano, strings, and warm older synths feature heavily.
And in 2021, Raine had another step away from her usual style, creating tender melodies, jaunty folk tunes, and still a few darker synth-based songs. Chicory, A Colorful Tale, is a cozy adventure game where you play as an anthropomorphic dog and aspiring artist, bringing color back to a black and white world.
Thank you.
selections from Chicory, A Colorful Tale. You heard the main theme called A Colorful Tale, followed by Supper Woods, Probably Ancient Evil, and Just Like You, all composed by Lena Rain.
Since Chicory, Rain has returned to projects like Celeste, Guild Wars 2, and Minecraft, and also worked on new ones like Beastie Ball, Astrobot, and Harmony, The Fall of Reverie. She's also started development on another game of her own, Another Reel.
Yes, there's a lot we could look forward to from composer and game designer Lena Rain in the future.
Especially since, in addition to composing, she continues to collaborate with quite a few other well-known video game composers, exactly as she did with the Guild Wars series. Let's round out this episode with another banger, Attack of the Killer Queen, a collaboration with Toby Fox for his game Deltarune.
Press A to Play is a production of Northwest Public Broadcasting. Research and editing by Lyric Kano. Original theme music by Austin Schlichting. You can learn more at nwpb.org/pressa. I'm Angeli.
I'm Connor.
I'm Devin. And remember, no mountain is unsurmountable.
Insurmountable.
Ugh, both are correct.